This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
And welcome to Wahine Atua for another week. Nice for you to join us. Marcia, thanks for joining us again today.
My pleasure, as always.
It's just the two of us today. The others are off jet setting doing things.
I know, they've got all the lives to lead.
I know, it says a lot, really, doesn't it? I always think you and I think quite similarly, and we're the ones who are the city when everyone else is going.
The message from Crystal was that they've got an infestation of children.
Yes.
I'm sure that means they've got a lot of children just come round for tea, not anything else.
And of course, school holidays.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that, Crystal.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to have a chat today because obviously everyone's noticed a difference with what we're bringing home and what we're spending.
Yep.
And now everyone is, regardless of anything. And I must admit, I had a bit of heart failure the other day filling the car up. And
crikey.
Yeah, I did. I had real heart failure, and I've got a hybrid car, and so I'm lucky that I have got a hybrid, but it was about another $40 in the tank to fill it up. And I thought, holy cow, going into the holidays, how this is going to have an impact on people. You have to think. We all have to think, can you drive that extra time away? You're stopping and thinking, actually, hold on a minute here. I've got to go to town tomorrow, so I'll wait till tomorrow.
It's made me think, because obviously we're half an hour from the nearest shop. So Matthew's forever getting text messages when he's out. Can you just call to so-and-so? And I'm just trying to think a little bit more in advance, just checking the fridge, checking the freezer, just checking I've got stuff in. And when I've gone to the supermarket, I might have bought an extra loaf of bread to put in the freezer. But then I went to look in the freezer the other day, and that's all I've got in it is bread. I got bread.
With bread. I like bread.
No, you can always have toast, and I've always got jam because I hate jam till it comes out of my ears.
Nothing wrong with bread. And I must admit, Marcy, I went to the supermarket only yesterday with my mum, who's in her 90s, and mum doesn't eat big meals. She doesn't. She eat like a sparrow, and she walked away with, I think it was three bags. I think we had three bags. And it was $290. And I sat there and thought, here she is, a 92, nearly 93-year-old woman who she didn't buy any meat. She bought a little thing of washing powder and a thing of dishwashing liquid and a few apricots and a few potatoes. So she doesn't buy a bag of potatoes, she just buys them singularly. I think she bought four pieces of corned beef because it's cheaper for her to buy corned beef already cooked and easier for her to do it that way than it is to buy it a piece and cook it for herself. She likes corned beef.
Not corned beef for ages.
Yeah, yum. Mustard, yum. Corned beef and mustard. And she bought a small cooked chicken. It wasn't a lot. She bought nothing from the butcher's department. I think one loaf of bread, a thing of margarine, a bottle of milk, just the staples of what you buy.
Yeah.
There's no treats in there. She doesn't buy magazines. I think she bought two packets of the Six of My Dog, which was probably spent more money on the dog food than she did on herself, I hate to say it. And you walk out of there and think, far out, she's a super, like a lot of people are, and a lot of people are on a limited income, and you've got children. I'd hate to have kids at the moment, to be able to feed them. It got me thinking, what can we do to, to save some money? Because all of us need to, let's face it,
Well, I can tell you one thing that your mum could have done. You said she bought washing powder.
Yes.
So I follow this amazing woman on Instagram back in the UK. Her name's Nancy Birtwistle. It's a real name. It's not made up.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So Birtwistle is kind of a good northern name.
Yep.
You know, you have things
Yep.
like Side Bottom, Birtwistle. So Nancy Birtwistle, she's amazing. She won MasterChef in the UK years ago, but that's not when I started following her. I started following her because I've got a real interest in using stuff for what it's not intended. So she's got some amazing, and it's harping back to the olden days. So, and a lot of this, it reminds me a lot of the Rongo, with the Māori culture. Obviously, she's Northern English, so, but there's a lot of crossover. But one of the things that she's got that she does for washing powder is she's got something that I've got a garden full of it. She uses ivy leaves.
What?
So, bear with.
Okay.
But so apparently ivy leaves, it's the big ivy leaves. I'm holding up my hand, the ones that are probably as big as your hand, and the ones that have got lots of really big veins in them. The
Okay.
stuff that in a vein is kind of a soapy thing. So what she does, and I've got the link, so I'll well if it's
Share
all
it.
right,
Yeah.
Tracy, we'll
Yeah,
post it with the thing for the
absolutely.
show.
Yeah,
But you
absolutely.
get these ivy leaves, you just give them a wash. Then you cut them up to release the sap, for want of a better word, that's in the veins, and then you boil them. So then you boil them and boil them, boil them, just for maybe 20 minutes or so, and then you strain it. So you've got this liquid, and you give it a really, you squeeze all the stuff out of the ivy leaves, but you let it cool down. You've got to let it cool down and then strain it, and then put it in a bottle, and then you've got washing up liquid. Washing powder for
That's
you.
just mind-boggling.
Yep. I've tried it, and just with a little bit to see how it went,
And
and
how
it
was
smells a bit piney eucalyptusy type thing. And then I used a bit much. I used a cupful, and I've got a front loader, so I used a cupful, and there
Sun's
was
warning.
heaps of soap, heaps of soap, heaps.
Far
I
out.
mean, I make my own washing powders anyway because I don't like, I've got really sensitive skin. So I make my own because then I know what chemical, or I only use natural products that are in it anyway. But this, I'm like, honestly, I'm never going to need to buy washing powder ever
I'm
again
gonna
because I
try
have got
it.
so much ivy in my garden.
Yeah, I have
It's
too. I've got it down
unbelievable.
in an area too. I'm just like, gosh, I must try that. I tell you what, I have done, and I did it a lot when my girls were little because they had really sensitive skin when they were little. And I just used to grate up a cake of sunlight soap and grate this, grate it up and then put it in a bucket and fill it with warm water and just leave it. And then it would go like this jelly sort of stuff, and I'd throw in that to do my washing, and I found that really good, and it always brought everything up really clean. But there's certainly, I know people who use buy the washing crystals and make their own
Yeah,
washing
I use that. I
powder.
use the washing soda. And make my own. But the other one that I've done with the ivy leaves, again from Nancy, was that's if you make it up and you've got it ready. The other one is, you know, the nets that I once bought the washing nets to put like my bras and stuff in. Is I just get some ivy leaves, rip them, wash them, rip them, and put them in that and shove it in the washing machine. So not even making the liquid. So that's easier still.
Far out, that's phenomenal.
And the other one
Phenomenal.
she does is using horse chestnuts.
What?
It's unbelievable. I mean, once you start looking into this, you can get really a bit cray cray with it. I mean, you know, I make my own soap anyway. but yeah, it's just like the stuff out there, all chemicals come from somewhere. They've all started off in nature at some point. So all the things that we use, but I'm sure everybody, most people will be able to get their hands on some ivy.
I will say one thing I have learnt over the only in the last 2 or 3 years that I've been buying it, and far out, it's the best cleaner that I've used. It is a commercial one that you buy at the supermarket, but it lasts me probably, I kid you not, I think I've probably buy a pot of it maybe every 4 or 5 months. Like, it lasts me a lot, and I use it to clean all my benches, the stove. I've got a ceramic top on my stove, so I use it to clean that. I use it to do anything, even if I've had, and I admit it, I have done it, when you've caught something on the bottom of your pot and your pot never get that colouring off, it will take it off. And that is, it's called the pink stuff. And you can only get it Woolworths in a jar. It's a bit, reminded me when I first bought it, I thought it's like that Ceramco cream that came out in the 70s was like a pink cream, but it's not like that. It looks like it, but it's not like that. And it's phenomenal cleaner at taking any stain off your bench. Like if even if, say, for example, I'm cooking a curry and I've put a spoon down on the bench, I've got a cream for my bench at home, and I've left to take it up and go and wipe it on, all of a sudden this great big turmeric stains on the bench. Well, it will take that off too. Like it's a brilliant cleaner I use in the bathroom. And it's about $9 for a pot of it. But as I say, it lasts me months and use such a tiny amount. That's been a really good saver for me. The other thing that I've done, and again, it's through what you follow and who you see on Facebook and all those memes. You know how you see all those recipes. And I know I've talked before, but honestly, best curry, best butter chicken recipe base and butter chicken I've ever had. And it literally, the base sauce probably costs you $5 and it would feed a family of six. And that is the good old, I hate to say it, it's going to sound crazy, but believe me, it works. You use a tin of Pam's tomato sauce and it has to be Pam's. I use the Pam's Light. And then you put in, however much of the boneless chicken thighs that you want to have, bung that in, chop it up into your slow cooker with a tin of Pam's tomato sauce and 2 tins of coconut cream and a good heaped dessert spoon of just curry powder, and that is it. And leave it sitting there for 6 hours, and it is probably one of the best butter chickens I've ever had. And it literally, apart from your chicken, which is going to cost you $9 or $10, the actual sauce component probably costs you five or six, and that's it. So for $16, $18, you can feed 6 to 8 people with a bag of rice, and it's delicious. And I thought when I saw it on there, I thought, oh, it'll be some crappy bloody thing. I'll buy this stuff and I'll try it, and it will be absolutely terrible. But and I'm really picky with butter chicken, and like I rate the butter chicken that you get at Centre City. I think that's quite a good butter chicken that you get. And this one would be better than theirs. Yeah, I hate to say it. And it's a fraction what you'd buy for one meal there. I could cook the whole lot for six for, like it's phenomenal. The other thing I've started doing to save a bit of money is I've been making my own naan bread. And again, it was a Facebook
Oh,
recipe just
yum.
using Greek yogurt flour and doing them myself, and they're great. And the other thing I've learned is that you can get, and Farah's have them at the supermarket, but they're cheap things to buy that you can make, and especially going into school holidays, is buy like the little racks that you get, but get the small packet. They're little, they're probably like the size of a good size saucer. I put them in the air fryer with one of those, and I use that as a pizza base, and I just put it in my air fryer and cook it like that, and it's a great cheap meal. And like literally, I've used a bit of a squirt of barbecue sauce, a bit of cheese on it, some onion, and a little bit of ham, and that's been a
Making your own pizzas is far cheaper.
yeah, got
I mean,
you.
I get the Pam's pizza bases. There's normally three in a packet. So like when Mum was here, we'd get them. And I used to buy like the pizza sauce in a squeezy bottle, but now I use a tin of pasta sauce
Just as good.
as the pizza base, which is like a third of the price.
Yeah, and then just a
And
chunk out.
then whatever goes on the top is what's in the fridge. So it might be a bit of ham, bit of cheese. excuse me, I've got really bad air fever today for some reason.
Yeah, yours at the time at the moment.
Been in the garden. It's there's lots of, and the other thing, this Nancy Birtwistle, I've followed from her, is because I've either got lots of eggs or no eggs. I'll get eggs with
Time.
intention to use them and then I don't. And then I get sick of having omelets and I've got eggs. Like, oh, what can I make? But I've started freezing
Yeah, well,
them.
I saw you post something about that, or was it you who posted something about that? I'm like, freezing eggs? How the hell can you freeze eggs?
So I've got these silicon cupcake holders, or you can do them with like big ice cube trays, or even just in a piece of greaseproof paper, just to crack it out of the shell and freeze it, and then they're perfect for baking.
God, that's amazing. Because I
So
literally,
don't waste your eggs. So
no.
if you've got chickens, you'll have loads of eggs, and you're giving them away to people because you've got too
Or I
many
feed them
eggs.
back to the chooks sometimes.
Yeah, so just freeze them. Um, and the other
Great
way is like, and then once they're frozen, you just put them in a bag, and then you just need to take them out of the freezer before you use them for baking. But they're perfectly fine if you're using it, or even
idea.
for
Great
omelets.
idea. Yeah, God, that's a good idea. I watch on every so often on a Saturday morning, I'll watch Jamie Oliver, and he did a really good thing the other day, and it was about obviously to try and save money. It was actually about the old episodes that he actually played during COVID.
Oh,
And
yeah.
one of the recipes he had on there, and I thought, God, what a great idea. And that was a lasagna recipe that he had, and he talked about, the price of mince, that mince is, I mean, for God's sake, don't you remember? It didn't seem that long ago you'd be able to buy a small pack of mince for $5. You're looking at 12 to 15 for a small packet a month. And he uses tin lentils. And so he'll use the mince, cook it up, but to make extra so he can freeze two or three extra meals, he'll throw two, three tins of lentils in or a tin of chickpeas,
I
just
use
bulk it up.
chickpeas.
Yeah, bulk it up. And other thing I have done before, which I thought, gosh, I forgot I used to do that, was only because it reminded me was when I saw him do this, was I can remember years ago when we had absolutely no money. I was on the DPB with the kids and we didn't have a lot of money at all. It was pretty hard. And I used to, because mince was the staple, that was mince and sausages was the only meat I could really afford to buy back then. But to make it go further, I used to put, it's going to sound crazy. So let's say if I was doing a lasagna or a bolognese or whatever, cook your onion, cook your garlic, throw your mince and cook that. And then I would put a cup of rolled oats. And I'd throw that in with my mince. And so by the time it cooked up, you couldn't see that they were rolled oats. It made it go further because it would bulk it up. And by the time you put your pasta sauce in, no one was going to know. And so it meant that, again, same thing as Jamie's philosophy, was that I could have two or three meals to feed us rather than just one out of a pack of $5 mince. And that did make a difference.
The other thing is grated vegetables. If you've got vegetables that are if you're like me, I've normally got carrots that have gone a bit. I wouldn't chop them
That
up
wonky
and
donkey,
eat them just as they are,
yep.
but I'd grate them as a bulker. But the other thing, like when I'm doing a shepherd's pie or a cottage pie or something like that, and it comes from when I were a kid, I always thought you put baked beans in a cottage pie because they were always in. And my mum says, "Oh, it was just to make the mince go further."
What a great
Oh, I
idea.
just thought it was part of the recipe. So often I'll make a shepherd's pie and I put a tin of baked beans in with them. If I'm doing a big one, if I'm batch cooking, which I tend to do,
Yes, I'm.
is I'll put a tin of baked beans in. And Matthew said to me one day, "Why do you always put baked beans?" I went, "Well, you do, don't you?"
You're
He's like, "Oh,
not,
I've never had it. It's only you I know." But to me, it's not a shepherd's pie if it's not got
It's
baked
not
beans
baked
in.
beans. Yeah, it's funny, eh? How you do things.
And it's just, if I said I put whatever types of beans they are and some tomato sauce in, people go, "Oh, that's not." But because you're putting baked beans in, it's like, "Oh."
Well, I put baked beans if I make nachos and nacho mince. I always put a tin of baked beans in there to
Which is
bulk
your
it up.
favourite baked beans? Come on, tell me.
I like Watties the best.
Ugh.
Yeah, I do like Watties the best. I don't. I have bought some which have been an absolute mistake. I bought them recently at a new shop that opened up in New Plymouth, and they were really on special. They were cheap as chips, and they were ham flavoured, and they were the most disgusting things.
Oh,
I didn't know that they were
no.
ham flavoured, and they were interesting. In fact, they got fed to the chicken, the other tin, because I just couldn't do it. It was just
I
like.
think one of the things when we first moved here, we knew some of the brands, but we didn't know, we'd no preconception of the brands. So we started with the cheapest on stuff and worked our way up until we found something that we like.
So what do you like? Mine's
Pam's.
Pam's. Yeah, so I don't go to I kind of go to New
Oak.
World.
Pam's or oak, I don't mind oak, but Pam's is more beans, and the sauce is thicker.
Oh
What
my
is
God, I need to try that
too
again.
sugary
It
for
is too
me?
sweet. I get the light ones, but it is sweet. I know they are sweet. Yeah, they are.
And less beans.
Yeah, let's
More
be.
sauce, less
Yeah,
beans in
it is
Watties.
like that.
Because Watties is Heinz, so Heinz is the same. But I don't know whether it's our tastes have changed, but Pam's beans all the way for me.
It's funny, eh? It's a bit like, I hate to say with that curry, they tell you don't use any other sauce but the Pam's one because it won't turn out the same. And I used the Pam's one, and it was great. And I know somebody who didn't, and it wasn't good. Yeah, so it's quite. Pam's do have good stuff. It does, yeah, definitely do. With the cost of, obviously, at the moment, the thing is power's going up too, Marcia. What are
Oh,
you
yeah.
doing to try and save some sense there? Are you doing anything so far? I always flick the lights off. So when I'm at home here, I just have one light going in the lounge when I'm in the lounge, and I make sure I don't have lights going in other rooms. But I will say, my dear mum downstairs, quite often I'll go downstairs and she's got the light in the hallway on and her bedroom light, and she's in the lounge, and I flick them off. Because it's just habit for me, I just flick them off. If you don't, not in the room, flick them off.
Well, I've got the power police. I live with the power
Oh, yes,
police.
of course. Yeah.
So I don't have to do anything different because he follows me around turning light switches
What
on
about
and turning things off behind me. So yeah.
does Matthew recommend turning everything off at the wall if you're not using it? Like,
Absolutely.
yeah, down,
Absolutely. And
yeah.
that's not just a power thing, that's a safety thing.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not great at that, and I do need to become that way. Like, if I, and I, you know, even things I must admit, after interviewing the fire service the other day, I have got and realized, hold on, don't leave your charger just plugged in and turn off
No,
and walk away.
no.
And I have been guilty of doing that.
Matthew will be an electrician, the amount of jobs that he's been to, and you've seen things that have could have been nastier or could have been worse, and
Yeah.
it's just things being plugged in, and it's just don't leave things switched on.
Yeah.
And we did a thing because we live in the middle of nowhere. When everything's off, it's dark,
Yeah.
or it should be.
Yeah.
But then you get this ambient light from the TV, you get the ambient light from this, you get the ambient light from that. And then one night, it wasn't particularly moonlit outside, because if it's moonlit outside, it's like daylight in the house. But and there was so much light when the things are still off but powered on, all these little bits of ambient light. So we switched them all off. And then I got up for the loo in the middle of the night. I couldn't see where I was going because I was that used to all these little bits of ambient light
Yeah, I
showing me
bet.
where I'm going. I mean, even I've
Yeah.
got a, my cats have even got a water fountain that's got a little light on it.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like, but no, I've got the power police. And my biggest, the thing that I use more often than I should, which I've started not using as much, is my dryer.
Yeah, I try and avoid that. And I must admit, for me, I generally, if I have, you know, like depending on, because I do mum's washing for her, and even quite often she, you know, like she seems to have a lot of bedding that I need to change quite often. And so I'll wash at home generally, and then I take it down to the laundromat and I throw 4 or 5 loads for $9 in the dryer and just bolt dry and sit down there with my knitting for half an hour while it's drying, because the laundromat's only 5 minutes away. And I'm lucky that I can do that, because it is cheaper to do that than it is to do it otherwise. And I'm with Genesis. The other thing I do is I use the power shouts and make sure that I time it, that if I'm doing a power shout and I give myself 2 hours on a Saturday morning, for example, that I'll do all my washing, and if I do need to do anything in the dryer, I'll throw it in then, so I'm not
Yeah,
paying.
we can't get the power shouts anymore because
Yeah.
we're not on a smart meter because we've no phone signal.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So when we lived at the other house, power shout,
Yeah.
God, everything was on.
Yeah, I use it a
I
lot.
used to save up all my, I used to do all my washing, all the big stuff so I could get it in the dryer. And yeah, so make the most of your power shouts.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
I saw a cartoon on social media the other day, so obviously it's got to be true. And it was a woman stood outside with a rotary washing line with the stuff on the washing line, and she's like, "It's amazing. It's a new way of being able to dry your clothes for free."
And
And
I
I thought,
must
I
admit,
need
nothing's
that. I
better than
need
airing
that
yourself
printed
outside.
off in a frame above a washing machine
Yeah.
because I'm just bloody lazy, to be honest.
Yeah,
It's
same.
easy just to take it out, shove it in. So yeah, I'm gonna get a bit better. But I'm a little bit of a princess. I don't like my towels when they've been on washing line.
No, they go
First
harder.
world problem.
Yeah.
However, I've now got a new fabric softener recipe,
Well, yep.
courtesy of Nancy.
Yeah.
And it's because I was getting a bit fed up with paying a lot of money or paying. But why am I buying this bloody fabric softener? Stop being such a princess. So I make it now. So I use white vinegar. a little bit of glycerine, vegetable glycerine, which you can get from the chemist. It's fairly reasonable in price, and then a little bit of essential oils. So 200 mils of white vinegar, 15 mils of vegetable glycerine, and a bit of essential oil. I've got eucalyptus at the moment, but I think I were a bit heavy-handed, so I've had to water it down a bit
Gosh, that's
and
amazing.
use that in the fabric softener, because vinegar naturally softens your water. I use vinegar as my rinse aid in my dishwasher as well.
Gosh, that's good. I don't use the dishwasher here. The dishwasher's me, only because it's only me at home. But and also because I'm a bit paranoid about how much water I use here with having to be careful with water. But yeah, that's a great idea. Marcy, before we end up today, because we haven't got long before we end, but quickly, you follow somebody else on social media as well. The girl with the who won MasterChef or was one of
Oh
the
yeah, Alice
finalists.
Taylor Eats. Highly recommend following her. She's really entertaining for one, but the recipes that she do are so easy, and she just gives you the confidence that you can do them as well. She's a bit like what Jamie Oliver did during COVID. If you haven't got this, then use that.
Yeah, I
But the
did know
thing
that.
that
I
I
watched
love
it
it,
from that link that you sent through, and I thought, God,
the
what a
one that
great
she uses
idea.
when she if she's no eggs, she uses grated apple. Like, amazing. Why not? I've got a trees full of apples I don't know what to do with.
You know, funnily enough, for vegans, that's what they use is grated or cooked stewed apple. Use it in vegan recipes instead of eggs. It's bizarre what you can substitute just to make a difference. It's a bit like, you know, cans of chickpeas. I mean, I've got chickpeas in the pantry, and I must admit, if you had asked me 10 years ago, do you use chickpeas, I would have said no. But now chickpeas are a fairly stable in my pantry, and I use the aquafiber. I'll beat it up and use it to do extra things because aquafiber makes great egg white as a substitute, and you can't tell the difference. And you can even make pep with it. And if I've needed stuff to bind anything in, I use the aquafiber beaten up
I
because
tell you
it's
what's a good
out.
thing with the chickpea water, you can make meringue.
You can do. It's great. I've used it. It makes beautiful meringues, absolutely beautiful meringues.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I went out for a meal with somebody who's vegan. And the place that we'd gone had done a buffet, and they'd done these. Oh, these meringues are nice. They taste a bit different. She started laughing. She says, "You'll not like them when I tell you they're vegan."
Yeah, they're
Like, how
beautiful.
hell do you get a vegan meringue?
Yeah, I
She says
know.
it's chickpea water.
It's
Like,
crazy. You never ever, I know, with having, but I mean, the girls, both of them were vegan for a while, only one is still now. But yeah, amazing what you can
but that's
substitute
something
for
you just
stuff.
throw away.
Of course you do. How many times did I tip that down the sink? I've lost count. Yeah, it's crazy. It's amazing. You wouldn't think that you can make the stuff that you can out of it. It's incredible, really. But certainly, you know, when you think about what how you can, you know, every little bit counts, doesn't it? When you can save, you know, 5 cents here or 10 cents here or whatever, it does make a difference. But
Tell
yeah.
you one of my other, because I don't like waste,
No. Good.
and I don't like things going to landfill. So I've got some old t-shirts that are past going to op shop. I mean, I'm wearing now one that I'm wearing for decorating in.
Yep, nice.
So, but what I've done with them, and it's a craft project I started, which I've found and I'm going to do, is I've cut them into strips, just one long continuous strip. And then I'm going to make a, and then I plait them. So the idea is you make it into like a ball of yarn, and then you plait it, and then you sew them together and make a rug.
Yeah, great idea.
So I want to make a rug for me bathroom.
I use old t-shirts chopped up as like dusting cloths. I do use them for that. And in fact, has been known in my household, not now because I'm on my own, but I have even found a pair of men's undies in the dusting cloth once time. And that was always an interesting conversation with somebody. I can never believe it. They're half an hour has wrapped up
Oh
already.
wow.
Thank you. I
Well, I
know
hope
that.
we've given some people some
Yeah,
ideas
hopefully.
to use other things. In but yeah, try the ivy leaves, Trace.
I'm going to, and I'm also going to go and make a cottage pie, I've decided, and throw a tin of baked beans in it, the Pam's ones. I'm going to try it.
Well.
Yeah, great idea. That's a good idea. Really good idea. Hey, enjoy your week. We'll be back with you next week here on Wahine Atua. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.